Myself, Alderman Frazier, Alderman Trulis in person. Alderman Funkhauser decided to call and let us know at 6 that he's calling. And staff and guests, we'll move EDC 2024 number 7 up. EDC 2024-62 Kendall County Petition 24-22 One and a Half Mile Review, 10835 Legion Road.
So Leo and Philip, who's here today, and Dan Kramer, the petitioners are requesting a map amendment, which is a rezoning for the 11.6 acres of the 15 acres of 10835 Legion Road, from A1 Agricultural District to R1 One Family Residential District, to construct approximately 3 single family homes. There's already one home on the property to the south side of the parcel, and the property is zoned both A1 and R1. There have been several zoning changes, one of which is from 1984. The southwest corner was rezoned from A1 to R1, and then in 1987, Kendall County rezoned that parcel, the same southern part of the parcel, from R1 back to A1. And then they did not rezone approximately 3.3 acres where the current home currently is, which is still R1. The bulk and dimensional standards for the City of Yorkville R1 District and Kendall County R1 are very different. So in the memo, there goes into more detail the clear comparison between the two. Yorkville's 2016 comprehensive plan designates this property as estate/conservation residential, which one important thing to point out is characterized by conventional developments such as detached housing on large lots and conservation design by clustering homes together that leave undeveloped green space. And the current land use with the single family home and then the addition of the 3 new single family homes is consistent due to the conventional development approach of clustering the 3 homes on a single, or on the overall acreage of the property. Staff is seeking input from EDC, and then this item will be brought to PZC next week on September 11th, and then City Council later this month on September 24th. And the item was delivered on July 30th.
I'm good with it. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
No. Do you want to talk?
Can you give me just a couple real brief points?
Okay.
Leo has lived there over, he told me, 39 years. His wife is deceased. He's got a couple more years before retirement. We're asking to rezone it, and the county minimum lot size, I don't know how they came up with this figure, but R1 is 2.999 acres. Why it's not 3, I can't tell you, but that's the class. So no lot could end up being less than 2.99. He has not shown a subdivision plat because he would love for somebody to come in and buy his home in the whole woods and keep it. On the other hand, to split it without a plat, he'd have to do 5-acre lots, which he could do too. So 2, maybe 3 more homes at the most. Maybe one who will like total privacy. But the driveways would come off of Legion and High Point, and they would be well away from the intersection that Alderman Transier asked me about, because that is a tough corner there. It's really blind. People fly both ways. So we're well aware of that. Fran is asking at the county for a little bit of roadway dedication so they don't have to go out and buy it either, and we do that as a matter of course. So that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Funkhauser, you good?
Yeah, as long as staff has no objections.
Nope, they didn't.
And we got a unanimous 8-0 vote at County ZPAC a couple weeks ago.
Sounds good for us.
Great. Have a good night.
Easy. Minutes for correction and approval. Everybody okay with the minutes?
Yep.
EDC 2024-56, building permits reports for July 2024.
All right. In July, we ended up issuing 167 building permits total. 9 of those were single-family detached homes. 13 were commercial permits. Things are a little bit slower than they were last year and the year before. I would imagine that interest rates have something to do with that, but just ups and downs, construction life. So, but we're still chugging along with the ones we have, and we're still doing better than a lot of other communities adjacent to us, so I'm happy with that.
Any questions, comments on that?
No.
All right, EDC 2024-57, building inspection reports for July 2024.
All right, we conducted 896 inspections in total for the month. Vast majority of them single family detached homes. Seems like we had a lull in the single family attached home inspections. Probably had a lot to do with the stall of the Moda out there that went in Bristol Bay. But it looks like that will be coming back online shortly from what they've been telling us. So hopefully in the next couple months, you'll start seeing a lot more single family attached home inspections. Hopefully.
Cool. Any questions, comments on that? All right. EDC 2024-58, property maintenance reports for July 2024.
Okay. So in July, we ended up taking 3 cases before the hearing officer. One was dismissed, which was certain weeds and grass, so it was in compliance the day of hearing. The other two were working without a permit. So one was found liable for $75, and the other one was $100. Both permit, both properties are not in compliance, but that's the working without a permit is a citation that's just issued. It doesn't matter if you have a permit or not when you go before the hearing officer. Technically, you're liable when you commit the crime. If you're found liable, then you're fine. So we don't recommend any sort of final rule. Let the hearing officer make their own determination.
Questions, comments on those?
So it's not like a per day if you work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or is it just a flat fine?
We could technically issue them a citation every single day that they're working without a permit. If only see one citation, that's because we notified them, we told them we were on a citation, and they stopped immediately and they came in for a permit. We have had them in the past where we've had one that had 26, I believe, before you were hearing officer, was 26 citations consecutively in a row for the same property because they would not stop working without a permit.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Skip number 4 for right now. EDC 2024-60, ordinance approving the First Amendment to a development agreement between the United City of Yorkville and Rally Homes LLC.
So, as you recall, Rally took over the Kendallwood Estates development called the Timberridge Estates. They came in 2022, had a development agreement which allowed them to build 43 lots until they connected the water main system. We asked them as part of that process because of the line that's coming in for Lake Michigan water. We asked them to move the water main out of the right-of-way, the future right-of-way of 126, and also enlarge it. So they would have been required to do a 12-inch. We asked them to do a 16-inch. So timing has got away from them. They were not able to loop the system by the May 31st deadline, so they're asking for an extension to November of next year. And in response to the ask that the city made, we are proposing to reimburse the developer the difference in cost from a 12-inch main to a 16-inch main, which is about $218,000. We're also going to reimburse them 50% of that added easement acquisition that they needed to get from Grace Church. We also will be allowing the church to get one free water hookup. And then we will be reimbursing the developer for the design, the redesign of the water system to accommodate the 16-inch water main, which is about $5,200. In addition to the deadline of November 30th, 2025, to have the water main looped and ready, we are also requiring them to repair the retaining wall and fence and giving them a deadline of November 30th of this year. This will go to City Council on September 10th. There's no public hearing required.
So part of the reason the deadline needs to be extended is because of the city's requirements.
No.
No?
No. The developer had 2 years from the approval of the agreement in 2022 to get this done, but they've had some issues acquiring easements and other things.
But also with the Lake Michigan, they need to change the way they were going to do it, right, in terms of the size of the
It was known in the 2022 agreement that they were going to have to do this.
Okay.
It just took time for them to gear up and get ready to do this.
Thank you.
I'm fine with it. You guys fine with that?
Yeah.
Chris, are you okay with that?
Is the Grace component, is that in a separate agreement? My question really relates to their one free connection. Is there any type of a time limit or size restriction or anything of the sort on that?
So Kathy informed us that a separate agreement for that will be memorializing the ordinance that accepts the easement. So it's should be going to Public Works for the Grace Church easement, and then it'll be coming to City Council, and it should have that language in there, and I will check with Kathy to make sure.
We phrased it in our negotiations as, I forget what the size is, that a 1-inch or whatever, mm-hmm. basically the one that's $5,500 or so currently.
Okay, good. And then to follow up on what I think it was Dan was asking about the timing. So, Christy, you said that they knew the requirements, but they didn't know that we were going to be upsizing the line or putting it outside of the right-of-way. They just had to have the loop completed within the time, and they failed to do that part. Mm-hmm. Our request is on top of everything, right?
No, they were aware of our request back in 2022. It was part of their original agreement with the city.
Okay, so but at that time, so I guess I'm perplexed by that then. Were we not at the time offering a cost share for the increased size of the pipe or the cost share for the additional easement?
It was not in the agreement, no.
Wasn't in the agreement, but we had discussed it verbally. We didn't have a cost estimate at the time, so we didn't know necessarily what the price was per se, but we had made reference to it, in conversations around that time. And that's the nuance there, is, they could have gotten this done a couple of years ago within the timelines given, and they delayed for whatever reason, and then the complexity of buttoning up these final details has taken a little bit of extra time, but isn't the cause for their deadlineness.
So we're saying the cause of the deadline is buttoning up the details that were not included in the original agreement, causing cost to the city now?
I'm not sure I totally follow that. I'm saying we had made reference that they were going to have to oversize it at some point or another, did not have all the details as far as cost at that time. And I don't remember, Christy, you might be able to tell, if staff, because it hadn't quite risen to my level yet, had made references to the fact that we might kick in money or not. I'm unaware if that was addressed now, but when we reviewed it now, we basically said, this is at our request. When we're oversizing, we usually end up paying for it. And so I felt it was reasonable now.
Yeah, so the engineer...
But that was...
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, but that was not memorialized anywhere at the time.
Correct. The specific
okay.
amount, correct.
All right. Moving on. Number four, EDC 2024-59 Economic Development Report for August 2024.
Yes, and you have the report in your packet. Sorry, I had to ask a quick question out there. The one thing I do want to bring to your attention is that now we have Association for Individual Development and Children's Courtyard that are both being kind of hung up in the DCFS process. So I have two businesses. There's a moving of the AID from their location on 47 on the north side to the south, the former Morris Hospital campus. And then also Children's Courtyard, which was Heartland School, they are not even able to accept. They're ready to go. They've hired a person that's the director. They can't even join the chamber. They want to join the chamber. They're kind of caught up in the DCFS and going through what the state requires. And they both applied a long time ago, but it's taking longer and longer you know, maybe there's lack of staff. I don't know what the hang-up is with DCFS, because there's no, that is out of our control. But I do want to bring that to your attention, because I've got two of them kind of in the queue, going like, we want to go, we want to go. And they can't. So.
Understood. We've done a lot.
We do. And I'll keep monitoring and checking in with them. So.
Any other questions, comments? All right. All we got left is EDC 2024-61 UDO Chapter 8 UDO Review Approval Procedures Text Amendment. This is just cleaning up language.
It's cleaning up, and then the clarification about the public hearing notices that we ran into with the Hageman. So it's about 12 law items that we're addressing that it'll make it easier for the public and staff when interpreting the code in the future.
I'm okay with it going to consent, you guys.
Yeah, oh, it has to go to a public hearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's still kosher with the state law requirements for notice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Well, then we'll go send it to the public hearing then. All right. No old business? Any additional business?
Not for me.
All right. Well, adjourn. 6:17.